I've used gray nylon, and that's what I'd put back in again. But certainly, you can put black. Or on the earlier trailers, we've done with the hair standard windows. At one point, I was using the aluminum ones, but actually, Vintage Trailer Supply now has stainless steel screens or something. Anyway, it's more rigid to wrap around that little edge that is required on the hair standard windows. But Frank, how many screens have you replaced?
A lot. I've done a lot. I've done them myself. I'm going to be honest. I sub it out now. It's I've got one of these old fashioned window places, and for what they charge, I can't even. I just, it's just so much easier. They use the standard galvanized, I guess it's galvanized metal screen. I like that. It's real stiff. But personally, my preference is for the black nylon. I like that it's kind of finer, and it tends to go away when you're looking from the inside, and it also adds a little visual block from the outside. It adds a visual block, and from the inside, it's very easy to see through, so it acts as a shade slightly to me. I don't know if that's just my own look or thought. I also really like the way the brass screen looks, though I've never used that on a job yet. I think it looks really cool in the, you know, in there to have the brass screen. But
when you get a 30s or 40s trailer, I guess that'll be the time.
Right.
All right.
When? I like that. When?
And I use whatever was on aisle 3.
That's right.
Okay. Let's continue on here.
My rock guard is an aftermarket guard that has wavy fiberglass. I talked to Colin about this, and I feel kind of stupid that I was thinking it was original, and it's not. I found the label on it after I took it off. Had to remove it because it was leaking like a sieve on the inside front window. So I'd like to replace the wavy fiberglass that they've got in there, which is all yellow, with a flat sheet of Lexan. And I was wondering if you guys see any issues or concerns with that. Basically, I would just get a flat sheet and possibly use a window tint film on the inside of that, and that gives me a rock guard that's tinted dark as well. So just wanted to see what you guys thought. Enjoying the podcast. Probably going to be sending in money to buy your old DVDs so I can listen to all the past broadcasts. And really enjoy all the help, and enjoy the show. Thanks. Bye.
Old DVDs. I don't know. I just sell the new ones. With the old shows.
They're new old stock DVDs.
The new old stock. Yeah, thanks, Rob, for calling in. Very, very interesting topics there. So restoring a aftermarket vintage rock guard.
Well, you know, I don't have a rock guard on my trailer, never, and it never has had one. And apparently the window, well, it's never broken on me. It may have broken at some point on a previous owner. But I still enjoy the ability to look through the trailer when I'm towing. So if I were to put one on there, I would definitely keep it clear. I know the tinted ones look kind of cool and stuff, and it may act to some degree as an awning for the front window, but I think I appreciate being able to look through it more than I would appreciate the awning scenario. And the tinted one would tend to sort of update things somewhat. With a clear one, it's probably going to look more like just a window that's there. The other thing is, if you wanted to go tinted, I would pick the tinted Lexan to begin with rather than trying to apply window tinting to a clear sheet. But that's just my approach.
I'm of the same camp as Colin. I like to look right through the trailer when I tow. I do not like a rock guard in place. I just feel blinded when I don't have that. And that's just my own preference. I like to live on the edge, so, you know, the chance of slinging a rock, and it's always there.
Yeah, and you should keep in mind, that was one of Wally's original design features of the trailer, was to be able to see straight through it. I know that's been lost on virtually all of the modern Airstreams, but certainly that was a big deal at the time. And